Governor Bill Walker says he won't call lawmakers back to Juneau to work on a fiscal plan unless he knows they're making progress.
It won't be just, I'm going to put more time on the clock and hope something happens. I think that's really disingenuous and unfair to the legislators, unfair to Alaskans. We've gone through $500,000 in per diem. We need to be careful about that.
Walker says he's optimistic that Saturday's agreement on oil and gas taxes means lawmakers can reach agreement on other issues. He spoke today at a press availability in the Atwood Building in Anchorage.
So it may not be as open and out there as has been in the past, but I think it's been effective. And I guess that's really the key is you find out what works and then you stay on that system.
The governor says the recent slide in the state's credit rating from the best in the country to being better than only New Jersey and Illinois is a reason for lawmakers to reach a compromise on a plan to balance future budgets. Walker expects the capital budget to be the subject of a third special session later this month. He expects the legislature to finish work on the state's capital budget by July 31st. He says it will make a difference to getting projects built on time.
It becomes more significant if we're talking about September, October, then we really have a major impact.
The Department of Transportation and Public Facilities says the state could receive delays in federal funding if the capital budget isn't completed by September 30th. It could also lose federal money in the future. And the department says some projects could be affected even sooner since the state's authorization to spend on new projects ended on June 30th.